Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Beis. We are up to Sif Zayin, the last line on page 212. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, Tmurim Shemiachon Bayod, dates that were crushed in one's hand, V'osa Mehen Isa, and he made out of the dates a dough, V'hotzi mehem garinehem, and he took out the pits. Afilu hachi lo nishtanes birchasan. Still, that change in the form of the dates does not affect the bracha. U'mevarech aleihem borei pri ha'etz, and the bracha before them will still be borei pri ha'etz. U'lebasof bracha mein shalosh, and afterwards you will make a bracha of al ha'etz. The Rama says, u'lefize, according to this, hu hadin bilatvern hanikra pavidle. So too, this is some kind of jelly that's made out of the fruit. So the Rama says, according to this Mechaber, that if you crush the dates in your hand, took out the pits and made it in some kind of different form, it's still going to be Bari Pireit. So the Rama extends that and says, according to this, if you make it in some kind of jelly, the bracha also will remain Bari Pireit. V'yesh omrim levarich aleihem shahakol. And some say to make a bracha on them shahakol. Again, we'll see in the Mishabura, it's not clear if this yesh omrim is going back on the case of the jelly of the Rama, or even on the case of the Mechaber, where you just smushed together the dates and made it into an Isa. V'tov lochosh it is good to be concerned and lechatchila to make a bracha of shahakol, aval im berach borei pri ha'etz yotza. But if you made the bracha borei pri ha'etz like the mechaber, then you're yotze ki kein nira ikar, because that appears to be the ikar halacha. So says the mishaburin in sifkat mem shemiachan biyod va'asa, that you crushed the dates in your hands and you made it into a dough. Pirish, avshen is rasik al yidei ze lagamri. Even though it got crushed through this totally, afilu hachi mevarachin pri ha'etz, still the bracha is going to be borei pri ha'etz. Mishum dekevan dadayin mamoshen kayim. Since their mamoshes, their essence is still kayim, shayach levarach aleihem pri ha'etz, it's still shayach to make on this a borei pri ha'etz. V'hu adin l'inyan pri ha'dama. The same din would be true when it comes to a vegetable. Could go an aired apple, like a potato, shemiachon vason kiisa. If you crushed it and you made it into some kind of dough, so the same way that when you do this to the dates, the bracha remains borei pri ha'etz. So if you do it to the potatoes or any other vegetable, the bracha will remain borei pri ha'adama. Now, if you look at note number 43, in the second paragraph, he gets involved with the bracha on cornflakes. Who says, umachal ha'kari cornflakes? So the Or Letzion writes that it depends how the cornflakes are made. Shim hu asui migarine tiras merudadim, if they're made from kernels of corn that were beaten, birchasal bari priadama, then it would be like the case we're discussing over here, the bracha will be bari priadama, kevin shema mosho kayim, because then the mamoshos is still there, vidomel isas tmarim, and it's like this dough that we're discussing here of the dates. Achim hu asui mikemach tiras, however, if it's made from ground up corn, it's made from corn flour, and you have to check the ingredients to see if it's corn flour or it's actually beaten corn kernels. If it's corn flour, mevaro shakol, then the bracha shakol. Kevan shatiras nitchan lagamri. That would be a case where the corn was ground up totally. The Shevet Levi writes, shim ein nikar klal shu ba mitiras, if it's totally no longer recognizable that it comes from corn, then the bracha would be shakol. V'chein kasa b'shal shiva zikras moshe, she b'chaso shakol kevan shul nikar apri. The point is, if it's no longer nikar, the fruit that it comes from, it loses the bracha of the fruit and it becomes shahakol. If you look at note number 45, he says, on that which the Mishabura said that if you crush up the potatoes and you make a mashed potato, so the bracha is still going to be hadama. V'chein ha'merasik tapuche hadama v'usim hen levivos. The same thing is if you crush up the potatoes and you make out of them levivos and they cross latkes, you make latkes. Sahura hagonah shol mazamin arbach shem avarecher aleihem borei pri adama. There also, the bracha will remain borei pri adama. Lefisha b'derach klal adayin nikir lakol shehem asuim et hepuchei adama. It's still recognizable in latkes that's made out of potatoes. V'chein kasav hagonah rav yashiv sheposhet shem avarech aleihem borei pri adama. V'chein le'inyan kugel ha'asuim et hepuchei adama. The same din is true when it comes to potato kugel. Shol mazalman says the bracha is borei pri adama. So too, writes the Shevet Levi, Shem HaKugel Osui Miritsuos Dakol Shel Tapuach Adama, if it's made from straw strips that are potatoes, berchaso ber priadoma. If you skip down to the second to last paragraph, he writes, ul'inyan pira hanasa me'afkas tapuche adoma. Here it gets a little more complicated, where the potatoes were not just mashed up, but rather they were totally ground up into a flour. So Shlomo Zalman Orba Paskins over there, shema'achar shekishem ma'arvin bo mayim. When you mix together this potato flakes or potato flour, it goes back chazul kadmuso, it returns to its original appearance. So nechshav kenikker, says the Shlomo Zalman, that's still considered that the vegetable is nikker, ubrichaso ber pri adama. V'chein hora shom lagabe chip sha'osim mi'afkas tapuche adama. And that's what Shlomo Zalman paskin on Pringles, that are made from ground up potatoes, shebrichaso bari pri adama tamzeh, that the bracha is bari pri adama on potatoes, on Pringles, for this reason. V'chein das agon Rav Yashiv and Rav Scheinberg. Me'idach, on the other hand, we all remember hearing as we were growing up that Pringles might be shahakol. That's the Eishel Avram, he writes, shirak balechem, only when it comes to bread, shapiro v'chazer v'dipko, where you crumbled it up, made breadcrumbs, and then you went back and joined them together, shayach lomar bo shechozer lebrachasa, then you could say it goes back to its bracha, that's dafka by breadcrumbs, kevin shahakshav yeshlo tar lechem, because now it has the appearance of bread, masha'enkem beperos, shiriskum, which is not the case by fruits or vegetables that were crushed up, sha'af she'achaka chozer v'dibkum, even though afterwards you went and joined them together, ein berchosam chozeres, the bracha does not go back, and therefore the Eishel Avram would say that Pringles would be shahakol, v'chein das agonu of Nisan Karela, she'berchosam shahakol, but many poskim do say that Pringles are bari pri adoma. One more point that we'll see in the notes, and then we'll go back to the Mishabura, v'ugo tafshil ha'asuyim mikema tapuche adoma, cookies or some kind of dish that's made out of potatoes, potato flour, and this is very, very common on Pesach. Sheyesh levarich aleihem shahakol. The bracha of potato cookies, which is most of the cookies that we are eating on Pesach, the bracha is shahakol. Kevon sheovda tsuras hapri lagamri. There the potatoes lost their form totally. You look at the cookies or the cake, you can't tell they're made from potatoes. Therefore the bracha is shahakol. Achim berach aleihem bari pri adama. But if you mistakenly made a bari pri adama, because you realize they're made out of potatoes, so you mistakenly made ha'adama, so Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, sheyotze b'dieved, b'dieved you are yotze. Let's go back to the Mishabura, Sivkata Mem Aleph. So after the Mechaber told us that when you crush up and you make a dough out of the dates, the bracha remains Bari Priya Eitz. So the Ramah extended that according to this, if you make a jelly out of it, the bracha is also Bari Priya Eitz. Says the Mishabura, Sha'usim Megud Gedonios Ushar Minim. This is a jelly that you make out of cherries or some other fruit. Shemutzian Gari Nehem Umavashlim Oslam. You take out the pits and you cook up the fruit. At Shehem Nimochu Lagamri, until they're totally melted. Sivkotan Membeis goes on the Ramah that brings the Yesh Omrim that argues and says that in fact it's going to be a shahakol. But Zen Nechleku HaAchronim, as we pointed out before, the Achronim argue what this Yesh Omrim is going on. Yesh Mehem Shesovrim, there are those who hold that Yesh Omrim Lopole Ki'im Ape Vidle, that he's only arguing on this last case of the jelly, mishum sheni mochu lagamri, since it melts away totally, v'lo nikar tzuras and klal, it's not recognizable as the fruit, therefore they say the bracha shahakol, aval b'din ha-mechaber demayimi b'tmorim shenisrasku, but when it comes to the dates of the mechaber, when they were crushed together, shenikar tarum the tzurasim, with the form of the dates is still recognizable, afke shen misraskin lagamri, even if they're totally chopped up, modu de mevarech priyates, their moda, even l'fidus yesh omrim, that the bracha will be par priyates, like the mechaber says, the Yesh Mem Shesovrim, and some Achronim understand the Hayesh Omrim Pala Gamma Din HaMachaber, that this Yesh Omrim that says it Shahakol is not only going back on the case of the Ramah of the jelly, but even the case of the Machaber that is talking about the dough that you made out of the dates. Usvirlu, and they hold the Kevan, the Nisrasku, the Gamri, since they're totally chopped up, Mevarach Shahakol, the Baracha changes to Shahakol. What's the bottom line? Uladina ain't Nafkamina Bazeh. Zakta Mishabur, Allah Lamaisa doesn't really have an Nafkamina to us. The Afim Neymah, the Hayesh Omrim Pole Gama Tmarim Shenisrasku. Even if you want to say the Ramah and the Yesh Omrim is arguing on both cases of the Mechaber, the dates that are crushed up, and the Ramah, when the dates are made into jelly, that either way the Yesh Omrim is saying it Shahakol, still Mikomakom Lahalocha Kaimulon Kedasa Mechaber. Still we pass in Halocha Lamaisa like the Shulchan Aruch, the Hecha Shemamoshen Kaim. When there is Mamoshes of dates there, Lo Nishtana Berchas, and the Bracha does not change. V'rak bepavildle she'ibe kotzerosa dafka by the jelly when it lost its whole form. V'lo nikar klal mahu, and it's not recognizable what it is. Oz lechatchila mevarech shahakol. Then the bracha shahakol, kachros haramah, like the ramah comes out. The bebracha zu yotze ala kol b'dieved, because after all, the bracha of shahakol covers everything b'dieved anyway. So when it comes to bracha rishona, we're coming out very clearly that when the dates are crushed up and they're still recognizable as coming from dates, the bracha will be bar priya eitz. But when it's made into a jelly, then we go like the achra of the ramah, that the bracha would then be shahakol. In the brackets, the Mishabur writes, achein le'inyon bracha achrona. When it comes to the bracha achrona, it gets a little more complicated. Se'ein eitza yisrami le'inyon dvarim shu mishivas haminim. Then we have no real eitza when it comes to these cases when it's from the Shivas Haminim. Okay, the Isa b'Simon Reish Chesiv Yud Gimel, the Birchas Bari Nefashos Rabos Ein Apoteris Mein Shalosh. If it really deserves a bracha Mein Shalosh, the Bari Nefashos won't patter it. V'lo Mein Shalosh Poteris Bari Nefashos Rabos. And if it really is a Bari Nefashos, the Mein Shalosh doesn't patter it. So then you really have a problem. Im Lo She Yochol Gam Pri Mei Shivas Haminim. Unless you're going to go ahead and eat another fruit that's clearly a fruit from the Shivas Haminim. V'gam Dover She Birchaso Bari Nefashos Rabos. And you eat some other food that requires a bernefashos, liftor gam bezem imarovshach. And then you can cover this food that's a suffix, what the bracha achrona is, mimarovshach. So when it comes to a bracha rishona, so if it's still recognizable, it's like the case of the mechaber of the dates, you'll make a ha'etz. If it's made into a jelly, then you'll go with the ramah and you will make a shahakol. The bracha achrona gets a little more complicated, so if you have the etzah of taking another zayin minim, and eating a kezias of that and some other food that needs a barnafashos, you make afterwards an ala eitz, and you make a barnafashos, and that will cover this food in barnafashos. That's great. V'im ein lo, if you don't have other foods there to avoid your safek, nirali shiyucha levarech mein shalosh. Says a mishabur, it appears to me that you could make with confidence a bracha mein shalosh, ki kein mashmo milushon haramah, because that's the mashmos of the language of the ramah, the tofes le'ikar hadin shebrichaso pri ha'etz. That he takes on that the ikar hadin is that the bracha is bor pri ha'etz, and therefore the bracha achrona is going to be al ha'etz. So what the Mishabur is saying is an interesting thing, that when it comes to this jelly, you're going to be making a bracha rishona of shahakol, which is how it came out. But the bracha achrona, if you're forced to make a bracha achrona, you would make a bracha me'in shalosh, which is al ha'etz. So you made a shahakol before and al ha'etz afterwards. And this is pointed out in Ha'or number 49. V'af shebirich batchila shahakol, even though you made a bracha before this food of shahakol, V'imkein soser asma berchaso, if so, your brachos are steered to each other. Rav Moshe writes, she'avshe bevadei tzarech lizor shelo yizdamin lo shetia stira berchaso. You know, in general, we try to be careful that our brachos are not a stira between the bracha rishon and the bracha achrona. Kanira v'mishtabura lo chash lezakan. Apparently, the Mishabur was not worried about over here. Mishum she b'dyevet in bero shahakol yotza afal peiro shleimim, because the ma'isa shahakol takes care of it, even if it would be considered a full pri. V'lochein ain't stira kolkach. It's not such a stira, because the alpha eitz afterwards really does work with the shahakol, because the shahakol really covers everything. So even if we call it a fruit that the alpha eitz patters, the shahakol also patters it, so it's not really such a stira. Says the Mishabur, v'aytis of koten mem gimel. We said in the Ramah, v'tov locho shlechatchil levarech shahakol. One should be concern to make a shahakol. Al kain, therefore, mine ogres, v'yigdes, umalines, which are gooseberries, currants, and raspberries, v'kayotzevze, or similar fruit, shesochatin osan, that we squeeze them out, umirakhin osan, bidvash, and we sweeten them, we spice them up with vash, with zucker, with honey, and with sugar, mevarchin aleim shakol. It's like this jelly, you make a bracha of a shakol. Kevan shehem merusakim v'nimochim lagamri. Since they're crushed up and they're melted totally, v'odhen mehem tsurasim, and they lost their form. U'bidiyevet in berach aleim berchasu haru'ya yatsa. B'diyevet, if you made the proper bracha, whether they're ha'etz or adama, you would be yotze. Sevkotan men dalud, the Rama said, if you made a bari p'ya'etz, you're yotze. V'imrov derech achilas osan peros v'aydei risuk. If the majority of way this food is eaten, this fruit is eaten, is through being chopped up, af l'chadchila mevarach berchasa ruya, then even l'chadchila, when it's chopped up, you will make the bracha of bar pri ha'etz, the proper bracha, bein l'inyat pri ha'etz o pri adama, whether it's in ha'etz or adama. Kigon, for example, ma'achal shemevashim midiluim, a dish that is cooked from pumpkins, shekoin kirbis, v'chein ingber, and so too by ginger, u'sharei b'samim shechukim, or other ground-up spices, sh'och lemim tzuker, that are eaten with sugar, mevarachin Bari Pri Adama. The bracha on those spices will be Bari Pri Adama. V'ayin l'kama b'simen reishches, sivches b'haga midinim elum. So that is Siv Zayin. Let's go weiter in Siv Ches. Dvash hazov me'atmarim. Honey that oozes out from dates. Mevarich olav shahakol, the bracha is shahakol. V'chein al mashkin hayotzim mikol minei peros chutz mizeisin v'anovim mevarich shahakol. And so too, any juice that comes out from any fruit, the bracha is always going to be shahakol, with the exception of dates, which we discussed, with the exception of olives, which we discussed in the last year, that olives, the bracha are going to be bari priya eitz on the olive oil when it's nogeya. V'anovim, and also when it comes to grapes, so the bracha is going to be, as we know, bari priya gofen. But besides, zeisim and anovim have their own special bracha. Every other juice or liquid that oozes out of fruit, the bracha will be shahakol. Says the Mishabura, sefkotim b'mhei, hazov me'atmarim v'hu adin ayotze ayidei kesisha v'schita. It's not only if it oozes out, but the same thing would be if the honey comes out through pounding or through squeezing, the bracha will be shahakol, sefkotim m'vav. The madik siv b'torah, zei shemen udvash. That's what the Torah writes. Zeis shemen udvash. So the zayin minim, it calls it dvash honey. So it sounds like that's the fruit. Hainu tmarim hayotze mehem dvash. Even though the Torah records it as dvash, it really refers to the dates that the dvash comes out of. And therefore the tmarim is ha'etz. Aval dvash gufa zeya ba'alma. But the honey itself is considered like sweat of the fruit. The eno bechlal peri, it's not considered part of the fruit. And therefore the bracha is shahakol. Sivkotem emzayin al mashkin hayotzim, we said all juices that come out of fruits of bracha shahakol. Kugon yein tapuchim, like the liquid that comes out of apples, uchi agavna, or similar things. Bein I isrami shiyotza me'alehen, whether it happened that the juice oozed out on its own, ubein shiyotza al yidei kesisha uschita, whether it came through your own pounding or squeezing, birchoson shahakol. Either way, the bracha is shahakol. Dezeya ba'almuhu, it's tam, gonna be considered like sweat. De'ein nikra mashke al hayotze min azesim v'anovim bovad. Once again, Zakta Mishabura, the only thing that's called the real mashke is that what comes out of the olives and that what comes out of the grapes, and therefore what comes out of the olives. If you drink olive oil, you make a bari priyates on the olive oil, assuming it's not mazik, you have it in the proper mixture for the proper reason. And the liquid that comes out of grapes, once again, obviously the bracha is bari priyagofen. We will stop here and continue next time in Mirtz Hashem with Siftes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.